Okay, now what are we talking about now? Okay, yeah, we're doing meditation, aren't we? Yeah, very good. I was just spending the last hour telling jokes, so I've got to sort of, you know, change. And this actually happened once. Is the sort of stories I get up to as a monk. It's a very interesting life, recommended. It was at Karakata, doing a funeral service for somebody. And so, you know, if ever you've done funeral services here, we start off at the gate, and as we're at the gate, you know, then wait for everybody to come, then we do a procession. And this funeral director, you know, I was at the front with the funeral director, the cortege was behind. This funeral director, you know, he knows me, and I know him, and so he started telling me all these jokes, and they were really funny ones. And after a joke, he'd need, you know, to elbow me to make me laugh. And I got back and elbowed him back with my jokes. But then when we got close to the chapel, I said, okay, now calm down now. I'm supposed to be leading this funeral service. And, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, a little bit somber and respectful. And this fella wouldn't stop. He told me an even funnier joke. And it was really hard, you know, when the cortege stopped, to change my face to being serious, when all I wanted to do was to laugh. So some of those funeral directors are really sadists. And they're trying to get me to laugh. Oh, this is a funeral, we've got to be careful. So anyway, I don't know why that story came up, but anyway, it did, and so now's the time to meditate, to be able to let go, come into the present moment, and relax. So if you like to get yourself in a meditation posture, whichever that one that is, and on a chair is fine, on leaning against the wall is fine, just on the cushions, on the stools, where you can become nice and comfortable. For the half an hour, I'll be leading the beginning of the meditation, and then after about 15 or 20 minutes, I'll be quiet and let you meditate until I ring the bell at 8 o'clock, and then there's a talk. So, sitting down, quiet, calm. And relaxing to the max. You close your eyes because with the eyes closed, you can be more aware of your body, feeling the body with your mind. And you ask yourself, how are you sitting? What's your posture like? So you adjust the posture just to get it as best you possibly can. And now we become a bit more careful to really refine our position, the way we're sitting. We start to use a bit more of mindfulness and some kindness. So first of all, how are your legs positioned now? If they're dangling off the edge of a chair, are they comfortable? If they're crossed on the floor, can you improve them? If they're pointing out because you're leaning against the wall, how do they feel? So you're aware. A great skillful means of arousing awareness is to ask a question. Legs, how are you? And that directs your attention to that part of your body. So it brings up awareness of the feeling sensations in your legs. Next, we ask our legs, can we improve you? Kindness. So you move this way, you move that way, you fidget. And when you move, the feeling changes, which means you can get feedback. Feedback's important, because it tells you whether the movement created more comfort or less comfort. and using the feedback for mindfulness, you can adjust this way, adjust that way, until you find the optimum, the best position for your legs. Once you've found the best position, you're aware that you have cared for that part of the body, that you haven't been sloppy, you've been meticulous, trying to find the best position. At the same time of creating comfort, you've been focusing on mindfulness and the kindness. The mindfulness is the awareness, the kindfulness moves, checks until it finds the best position. Once your legs are comfortable, then you look at your, with your mind, you feel the sensations in your bottom. In meditation, I've noticed many people fidget because they don't pay enough care and attention to their bottom when they start meditating. So, fidget. And as you fidget, is this the best position? Can you make it more comfortable? You carefully get the feedback for mindfulness until your bottom feels as comfortable as it could possibly get. And this also means that you'll be able to sit peacefully without needing to move, because you were very careful at the beginning. Preparation is everything. And then you move up to your back. How does your back feel, including your waist? How's that? Can that be improved? And I usually like to stretch my back at this point. The stretching releases these beautiful endorphins into the bloodstream. It feels good, relaxes things, and then I just let go. And I feel my body, my back especially, coming into a comfortable position. My mindfulness is just on my back. If I feel I can improve it, I move, adjust, until I can find the best position. And I don't move, I don't stop, sorry, and move on until I can find the best position for my back. Look at my hands next. Where's your hands positioned? There is no position which is better at all times, all places. You experiment. Are your hands comfortable there? If not, move them. Then I become aware, mindful of my shoulders. People have lots of aches and pains in their shoulders because a lot of tension lives up there. So I imagine my shoulders, both sides, the left and the right shoulder, as these bundle of, like a bundle of strings, like the muscles, and they've been stretched in both directions. And I imagine these bundle of strings being released, so the muscles relax, nothing is pulling or pushing or squashing anything. It's free. And then once I've relaxed my own shoulders, the mindfulness feels that it has changed, it's more easy, I have relaxed it. And then I become aware of the feelings in my neck. If you have some hay fever, irritation, sometimes there's an itch there, could be an ache. I focus on that feeling and be mindful of it and see what I need to relax that feeling. Sometimes it is a cough, sometimes it just leaves it alone, feeling it relaxes it. And then lastly I move to my head, making sure the head is well balanced on the neck. And I also focus on the muscles around my eyes, because there I can notice tension If there's fear, anxiety, tiredness, I can notice a specific scrunching of those muscles around my eyes. I'm aware of that, mindful of that, and then I let it go with kindness. Feel my whole face relax. I've relaxed my whole body, from the legs to the head, and I am mindful of the whole body, just as one unit, relaxed, at ease, ready for the meditation. And then I go to what I call the peace-o-meter, by which I mean, ask yourself now, are you peaceful or are you agitated? And give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 means you're extremely peaceful, 10 means you're agitated. Be honest, realistic, doesn't really matter, because all you're doing is noticing that part of the mind which tells you how peaceful or how restless you are. You're aware, mindful of an important part of meditation. I call it peace-o-meter. Now, what do you need to do? What moves that needle down closer to one, to deeper and deeper peace? And what makes you more agitated? When you are aware, mindful of the right thing, then you soon learn by trial and effect, trial and error, from feedback, you notice how to bring more peace into your mind. One of those things is letting go of all your past and all your future. That just burdens you, gives you more things to be restless about. So we put our attention into this present moment just now. This is the place where your future is being made right now. And this is where you learn. You don't learn from the past as much as you learn from this present moment. So be here. And you find if you be here with kindness, with openness, then your peace-o-meter shows a needle going down, 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 closer to one, becoming more and more peaceful. And feel that peace in this moment. Being kind to this moment, opening the door of your heart to what you're experiencing now. Not trying to change things or get rid of things, but being with this moment and noticing how peaceful you can become. And there's no need to have a commentary, always talking back at life. Instead we listen. Meditation is like listening to fine music. If you are at a concert hall listening to classical music, you're not allowed to take notes or to talk. That would disturb the music for everyone else. So just listen to the symphony of now, just being here, relaxing, aware, making peace. But as you get more and more peaceful, before you go off into fantasies, thinking, it may be the time now to start observing your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. And to help focus the awareness on the breath, imagine as you're breathing in peace, health, happiness, whatever you need. Breathing in, peace. And breathe out, let go. And imagine these things coming into your body, out of your body and mind, with every in and out breath. If it's health and energy, you can imagine like light or just like a dove coming into your mind with every in-breath. Whatever you wish to let go of, the past, sickness, tiredness, breathe that out with every out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Just being in this moment, making peace, being kind, being gentle with everything, by breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. I'm now going to be quiet for 10 minutes. When I speak again, it will be just to wrap up the meditation.
That's getting quite close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? Don't open your eyes yet. Do you feel more peaceful? Bodily relaxed? At ease? At the end of the meditation, that's when we can stop, pause, and be aware of how this meditation has affected us. A lot of times we can feel the body really peaceful, relax, and our peaceometer has gone down, down, down. We've rested, we've relaxed. While all the world outside is sirens blazing, rushing this way and that way, we're sitting here, a little peaceful bubble where we can be still. Re-energize. Be peaceful. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to each sound of the gong, and when it's finished ringing, you may open your eyes. Okay, so now is the time to stretch, scratch, sneeze, cough, whatever you wish to do. Relax and get ready for the little talk coming as soon as everybody goes in, goes out. Some are going to the toilet. It's not because they don't want to listen to the talk, I hope.